Blog Talk Radio.
Dear Lord, hear my prayers. For I am a patriot, Lord, and I won't bow down nor apologize to the cowards that try to take away our unalienable, God-given rights and freedoms. I will stand with my brothers and sisters, with arms, if we must, to defend our Constitution and our way of life in this great republic from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Dear Lord, I ask that you shield us and protect us with your armor. Take us from the darkness and guide us with your ever so divine light as we restore this republic for which it does stand. That is one nation under you, God, with all liberties and justice for all mankind. Amen. This is Ricochet. Thank you.
Welcome to Wild Card Command Radio. This weekend we are coming to you from a little house called Dixieland, out on the outskirts of Tarboro, North Carolina, at the North Carolina Patriots Convention, where we are practicing what we're about to speak of tonight, and that is interconnecting groups. You have your community protection team, and where's the nearest one? Why is this important? Here's an example. They explain, there was a wise man. Some say he was Indian. Some say he was Chinese. But in order to try to trick him and to prove that he was less than wise, they came to him and they said, Master, we have a question. And he said, proceed. He says, how do you eat an elephant? And he says, I don't understand. How can one man, no bigger than you or I, eat an elephant? You say that all things are possible. The old man smiled. He looked at him. And his answer means a lot to a lot of people. What he said was, one bite at a time. That's how our foes, those who want to oppress us, those who want this nation to be another cog in that great international business cycle, to hold down the patriots, hold down those who knew wanted their rights by simply taking them out one small bit at a time. If you have a group, the powers that be in your city decide that your group is something they don't want, and they load up the SWAT team in their little AMRAC, they load up five or six truckloads, they roar out, they pull up in front of your house, they jump out, they run in, and the power of who's got the most, the fastest, and the most powerful wins. And that's what'll happen. Unless, same scenario, when I was in Vietnam, way back when, we understood at that moment when we arrived that there was not one of those little people up to their knees in water in that rice paddy who was ever going to show up in our hometown, our families. When those soldiers came back from Korea, they knew that they had not met anyone north or south of the Yalu who was going to show up in downtown Savannah and attack the city hall. But times have changed. Today, the little guy from the rice field, he lives in San Francisco and runs a restaurant. The generals from Vietnam or in San Francisco. And now, the nice little man with the AK-47 in downtown Beirut is getting off an airplane somewhere in America after undergoing specialized training to come and do just that. So now our groups can't just be local in our little community. If they do, then the elephant will get eaten one bite at a time. So how are we going to stop this? Simple. In our last class, we talked about mesh telephone service, Zello, FireChat. We talked about ham radios working through repeaters across this nation, connecting units from one end to the other. We talked about citizen band radio. All of these are great things, but all of them have one limitation. You, living down on somewhere street, hear a noise coming through the woods, you need to talk to everybody on your block. At the same time, you need to talk to the guy where those noises just came from. You need to know the complete scenario. It saves you time. It saves you extra work. It saves lives. So you take your, well, you start off with Zello. You take your Zello. And everybody that's a member of your combat, your team, your community protection team, you put them all up on one channel. You put them up there and everybody agrees. Keep that little Zello machine sitting down on busy. Nobody's going to bother you. Somebody hears a noise and you go, you hit that alert, hold it down for a second, and all of a sudden, beep, 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 and you have one, and you do it for each and every person. As you get back the little click back that says ready, 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 you know you have a team ready to go to the field. The next thing you do is you click on to that channel for the team to your right and your left. You click on to that, you alert that leader and the other, and you bring them up on your what's known as your inner group. These groups can be expanded from one little cluster neighborhood. A cluster neighborhood is what we have in Fayetteville, and that is two roads in, a whole bunch of houses around little concentric circle type neighborhood type groups, and one road out. Instead of guarding the whole backside of that, what if there was two groups that would take two-thirds of it? How many people now do you need to keep up all night long up there waiting for those noises to come through? It's efficient. You know everybody on both sides. If he has the same arrangement on the people on the other side of him, we're talking a significant force. If you, all three groups have talked together and you've come up with what's known as a flying team. This is a group of one man from each of the teams. They get together, they get their own little channel. You can hear them because there's a way to share Zello without it interfering. You're listening, and this team now goes to do the investigation when all the other groups are up. That way, if they go, they run in and they find two dogs down there tearing your trash can up. They saw them back, they all clear, and everybody goes to bed. The team goes home, cleans the mud off their boots, wipes the rifle down, and climbs into the covers. This is called interconnection. Another interconnection is within your city. If you go and look on a little place, I think it's called meetup.com, look in your city. Type in political, type in patriotism, active. Look at the groups. They meet in sometimes. Sometimes they'll meet once a month, sometimes once a week. It's a good time. Start showing up at them. When they come and go, show up at the meeting. if they're talking in, they're going to be talking about the same thing that bothers us. Every American's got the same thing bothering them. They espouse it different. Some feel that putting on a ghillie suit, getting a long rifle, climbing up in the attic, making some little shoot holes, doing some range cards, that's the way to go. Others think that you should talk to them, speak to them. But when it gets down to it, each and every one of them have a family. That family is living somewhere around where your combat team is located. Now, they may have this feeling that picking up arms is not necessary today. They'll come around. It may take a couple bullet holes from terrorists. It may take a school in somewhere that they have a relative that attends, but they'll come around. They'll understand. But till they do, are they medics? Are they doctors? Can they get you bandages? Can they get you radio equipment to help and provide a warning service? Are they willing to sit on the front porch 2 hours a day, watch the neighborhood with their Zello phone on? Those that sit and do that, they also serve. Can they grow your food in the back? So the more of these groups that you talk to, the more of these groups that you get involved with, creates a larger and a larger network until it gets to the point where you can't just eat the elephant with one bite because the bite's too big. In the last few days, you've seen a shooting on the West Coast. You've seen shootings all over this country. Now, the answer to that is not to make sure that if a felon commits a crime with a weapon, that he stays in jail. He has rights too. He gets his bail just like anybody else does. And he could never buy a firearm, so he has to use one that he's stolen, one that he borrowed from a friend, but he still has that firearm. Their answer is to take yours from you. When they get yours, then the felons who violate the law flagrantly, who have no concept of doing as they're supposed to, they will be the only ones with guns. Now, before we get to that stage, though, we all need to get together, and I resist the urge to quote the man, but I can't make the quote without the man's name. A gentleman used to be on the radio here on Blog Talk a few years back by the name of Rick Light. He would say from time and time, and he's the only thing he ever said, he said that I really have really appreciated, was we've all got to get away from our little groups and step to the center of the room. By stepping to the center of the room, that means we recognize that their group has a point of view. We recognize that just because we think that the best way to do it is this, that that's not the only way. If you have two groups with the same goal working the same way at the same time, there's a very good chance that when it's all over, both of them will succeed. On the other hand, if one is fighting the other, it won't. So that's intercommunications. Talk to them. I was invited to a political meeting. I didn't think the guy that they were talking about had enough credentials, intelligence, and heart to actually go through with the election and do the job that he was claiming. But I went to the meeting, and I was right. But I met a lot of people who thought that my idea was okay too. This is intergroup communications. if you have a group on this side, down in the two communities, they're putting up signs, they're painting the curbs, they're fixing everything up. They care about their homes in their area. You sit down with them and talk to the leader and says, well, what are you going to do when Monday morning the banks no longer accept the EBT card because we've reached the $18 trillion debt limit and we can't borrow any more money? And he looks at you and he'll, of course, he'll say, that's none of my business. But it is, because the other side of you over there is a nice housing area of older homes that have been turned into rentals and demolished, and people are living there in abject poverty. They don't have paint on their sidewalks. They don't have paint on most of their walls. That they do have is coming off in big pieces, and the kids are having it for lunch because they don't have food. When that EBT card stops, they're going to run right over here to this big box store because the word has done gone out. The box stores are not going to oppose their taking the food. They're simply going to inventory when the problem starts and inventory when they get it back. And the difference, they're going to build a state that you live in for it. And the federal government's going to put a quarter of the money in. Right? It's also going to be factored into that. Now, the next thing you have to understand when you do that is when they clean it out, there's going to be two groups in that store cleaning it out. Group A, there's no food in the house. The EBT card don't work. The kids are squalling. The wife is unhappy. And they're going to be hauling out the bread, the groceries, the food. Right next to them are going to be guys that don't have families. They got gold chains, gold necklaces, tattoos with names on their necks, guns in their back pockets. They're going to be taking care of those issues coming out of the weapons section, if they carry guns, out of the jewelry cases, the big screen TVs, the iPhones, and that's where they're going shopping. So, and they're going to keep investigating these people. There's more food down the road. Look at those big, beautiful houses. When they come to your house, are your neighbors going to jump out yonder and help you? Because those gangsters, they got guns too. You may not have one, but they do. And if they know that if they run up to that house and they kick that door, the people in there are going to go get socks, shoes, jackets, sheets, food out of the refrigerator, liquor out of the cabinet. While they're looking for the wall safe, they're looking for the valuable paintings and your valuable items, and maybe a little trip upstairs to see what the wife and kids are like. A few conversations like this, and you're going to find, talking to these other people, they're going to see something with a different view. They may not join you, but they might support you. If their property is one-third of the back of your property, and they'll just sit there on the front porch and call on the radio and says, we've got this, 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 and this, it helps you move your troops around, move your protection teams where they need to be, not all the way around if everything's coming from one side. But this is what intercommunication is. Now, having said that, there is one little ingrained ground hair in that ghillie suit, and that is the one that says, if you're not in my group, you're probably a Fed. I personally don't care. If Joe Simpson up on the next corner is a local agent from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, I welcome his gun standing next to me we'll call these people zombies, when the zombies attack. When they come walking down to the front of the street there, his badge is not going to be very important because you got one badge, no AMRAC, no power cannons, no sound cannons, no helicopter in the air. You're just another guy. But if you're standing there next to 20 of us and the front row down there feels the power of 12-gauge buckshot, chances are good that him being there actually made a difference. Somebody's got to write the after-action report. So as we go through, we go in first, we set up our team. We put together what's known as a neighborhood intercommunications, one channel on Zello, one channel on FRS, one channel on CB. Everybody don't have a cell phone. Everybody doesn't have a radio. But by putting that channel together and putting one on your phone and one on a small, cheap scanner that sits on the counter, so that if, when Mr. Murphy down here, instead of calling 911 and all of y'all getting out of bed when 19 cops, police officers, three firemen, four paramedics show up because some raccoon was in the backyard eating out of her trash can, now she simply calls them to hit the Zello button. There's someone in the backyard. Thank you. And you call someone that lives next to her. Hey, Bill, go see if it's the raccoons or if there's really somebody trying to get in her house. That's intercommunication within your group. Beyond that, you turn around and you got one of those pocket neighborhoods. You come up with a concept. You said, okay, we'll put a FRS channel of one here, two here, three here, and four here. One is this part of the neighborhood, this part, that part, and the other. In the middle is a fifth frequency. That's the one they call you on. But you, being the overall team leader, you get a small scanner and you can list all of them. That's why it's easier on Zello, because you can carry all that equipment around in your shirt pocket. And if Miss Thing knows that she's lonely and she hits that button, she can actually instead say, you got a minute, and you can sit there and talk. Maybe she hadn't heard from her daughter in a while. Maybe her grandson is being rude. All these things can be handled with low manpower if you have the connection. And then if you're connected to the groups on all four sides of your properties, of your group, and they can call and they're doing the same thing, it becomes very, very hard to eat that elephant, because that one bite is too large and too connected. So what we have to do today, because we're running out of time, November the 18th, I believe, was the latest date given out by the Fed that they will not be able to print any more money without Congress raising their debt limit. They can't borrow money until Congress says they can. So we have gone now from 2012, waiting for the planets to align and great big green guys jumping out of spaceships, to a new world order with blue helmeted troops coming down the road. All these things are possible. And now we've got the head of the Catholic Church has told us that if we own a gun, we can't be a Christian. And 2 days later, we have a guy go through a school shooting people in the head because they're Christians. What do you think? You can only think about your bite of the elephant. Your bite of the elephant is your neighborhood, where you live, where your family is at. And if you start today, go back. There's about seven of these programs. They're all on Blog Talk Radio. They're all downloadable. And take one and start to put together a plan. When you have a plan, if you don't have any people, if you have a plan, when the lights go off and everybody's walking around in the middle of the street, they're crying, they're upset, they don't know what to do, the sirens are going off, the police won't answer the phone, the firemen won't answer the phone, you walk out with your book and you say, Bill, can you go do this? Bill quit scratching his backside with his one hand and picking his nose and then switching it as he changed from person to person. So he goes to work. And he starts with your plan, implementing. And if he does this, he says, hey, look, I know how to do this better. You said, how's that? Okay, good. Now you change your plan, and Bill does it the other way, which is more expedient. This is group interpretation. This is how you put this plan together and make it work. Because we have got some very serious problems coming our way. The same problem they've got in Europe. They're hauling people in here to become bona fide Americans, citizens, ready to go. And there's absolutely no money to do it with. So where are they going to get the resources? If you had to feed 500 people at two gymnasiums in your city, the box stores are closed, where is FEMA going to get that food? FEMA can declare an emergency and come to your house shopping. Now, he may have to get past your wife, your dogs, two shotguns, and three clocks. But he's not going to be doing that. He's going to have a police officers up there doing that, men that live right down the street from you under federal orders. So it's time now for everybody here to reach out, start making those connections, start setting up those nets. And next week, we'll be back at the regular site at the regular time, and we'll move on to the next phase of how to set up the community protection teams. This is Safe Talker coming to you from the North Carolina Patriots Convention, just outside of Tarboro, North Carolina. Good evening.